Welcome to Unveiled, the HPD podcast where we dive into the world of policing. I am your host, Captain Rebecca Warren, and today we are joined by Connie Vasta from CSB.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. And today we're going to talk about Marcus Alert and its impact on the city of Hampton. Marcus Alert has been implemented in our city for the past couple years, and it's brought great things into our city, especially for those vulnerable citizens in our city. And some of those things I'm gonna have Connie talk to you about, and we're gonna highlight a few things on how, especially how the police have been the de facto personnel that have been primarily dealing with these vulnerable citizens, and now how it's going back to where it needs to be, because they need to get the help that they need. And that's where CSB comes into it. And that's where Marcus Alert is that bridge. And Connie, can you tell us how Marcus Alert was implemented?
Yes, the Marcus Alert initiative started in 2021. It's a statewide initiative being implemented in rounds. We implemented here in Hampton in 2023. And the goal of the Marcus Alert system is to address the fact that police have been the de facto response to behavioral health crisis. One of the main goals is to limit the extent of law enforcement in behavioral health crisis to the safest extent possible. And that is achieved by coordination between 988 and 911 in building up mobile crisis response in our city.
And what is 988?
So 988 is the National Suicide and Crisis Prevention Lifeline. That was enacted in 2022. The system already existed as a national hotline, 1-800-273-TALK, TALK. Just gave it a three-digit number that's easier to remember. The federal government has boosted some resources into that lifeline as they build it up as a way for people in crisis or their family members or caregivers to call when individuals are in crisis. So those individuals can receive behavioral health supports for their crisis.
So the city of Hampton, we have what's called a co-response, right?
Yes.
And how does that work?
So in the city of Hampton, our 911 dispatchers are trained as part of Marcus Alert in doing a four-level triage of behavioral health calls that come into the 911 system. Those higher level calls that still do require law enforcement involvement because of safety concerns, there is a co-response, which means the dispatchers can also contact the CSB and have a CSB clinician meet law enforcement on scene to be able to provide that clinical assessment and clinical intervention for that crisis so that law enforcement has that support and is not the only one addressing that behavioral health crisis.
And how has that worked out so far?
It has worked out well for the calls that we respond to with police. Over 90% of those calls have resulted in something other than an emergency custody order, which is an order that allows police to initiate an involuntary hospitalization. But over 90% of our calls have resulted in something other than that, which means we're avoiding hospitalizations, we're avoiding further police involvement in the crisis, we're connecting those individuals to outpatient services and other resources to help them resolve that crisis.
It sounds like it's definitely being successful.
Yes.
So on the law enforcement side, I can tell you that since 2022 and 2023, our assault on law enforcement and our uses of force, that along with our domestic assaults and ECO, TDO, transports, and our, just our calls for service in that area is 25% of our uses of force and our assault on law enforcement officers. But since 2022 and 2023, those have actually dropped. So our injuries have dropped and our uses of forces have dropped. and that has significantly been impacted by Marcus Alert. So that has been the number one thing. So Marcus Alert, is it working in the city of Hampton? The answer to that is yes, it is working. So we're seeing it on the police side, and we're also seeing it on the CSB side. So it is definitely being a success, and it's ever evolving. So we are actually doing a pilot program, and our pilot program is called CARES. And can you talk to us about that?
Sure. The CARE is the pilot program. We're working on it with the Hampton Fire Department as well. This would pair a CSB clinician in a fire department vehicle with one of their emergency medical service providers to be able to respond out to behavioral health crises. Because that team would not include law enforcement, it's going to allow us to respond to some of the lower level crises that don't require police officers, be able to have those responded to more locally versus the 98 being having those calls transferred to 988 and being responded to by some regional resources. But we'll be able to respond out to behavioral health crises, further allowing the police not to be involved in behavioral health crises. The CARE team can also respond to the higher level calls with law enforcement, the higher level crises with law enforcement, but having that team with the EMS provider and the CSB clinician just allows those resources together are just going to be able to better address the behavioral health crisis and allow law enforcement to take a step back, even if they're there for support and safety in case the situation escalates or something like that.
And it's important to note that law enforcement in situations where there is definitely a weapon involved or definitely danger involved, law enforcement is going to be there and law enforcement will intervene.
Yes, that is a part of the Marcus Alert system for those situations in which immediate safety is a concern. There is a weapon involved, there is a suicide attempt that has already happened, or there is an active assault going on, even though those may be mental health crises, because immediate safety is still a concern, law enforcement needs to be involved. For everybody's safety on the scene.
Now, these are important things that are happening and it's ever evolving. So like every time we think of something better and something new to do, we're going there, we're finding the resources. And these are resources that our vulnerable citizens need. And it's definitely great that we have great minds and we have great resources and the city is supporting us in this effort. So this is great things that we're doing. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I would like to add that the Hampton Police Department has been a wonderful partner in implementing the Marcus Alert system. It really has required that partnership, that coordination, that communication as we bring our different resources into this effort, constant communication. As we implemented, we've need to kind of adjusted. We've grown our CSB mobile crisis response since we started. Our available hours have grown, and so that's required communication and coordination. But I think the police department has really been on board with this effort. And we are really grateful at the Community Services Board to have that partnership.
Truly takes a village.
It does.
So Connie, is there a phone number or a website that people can call if they're in need of assistance or help?
Yes, individuals in crisis can call 988. They can also text that number. And there is a 988 website where people can chat and they can look up resources on that website. So call, text, or chat 988 if you or someone you know is in crisis or if you're looking for local mental health resources. Those 988 call takers can often help connect you to those local mental health resources.
Thank you for tuning in for this episode of Unveiled.
Thanks for joining us for Unveil, a podcast highlighting the extraordinary men and women of the Hampton Police Division. To learn more, check us out on our social media and at hampton.gov/police.